수제 소재지들이 투자하는 분야도 그 수제지 공부하는 문제 터보 사 디에신다 담배치 선물 쓰는 게 그거 싸다 쓰는 거 쉬워서
Please generate or set out the highest bodhicitta motivation to achieve the state of Buddha in order to help all sentient beings.
진디기다 로저는 비슷한 말 진디기다 그런 그런데 그런 선 진디기 배도 사야 돼 너는 예시 쓴죠 니시 좀 아직 등에 이거다 이 대화도다 누가 세다 지금 아니 칼레자니 디텐도 손으로 통해 또 디텐도 손으로 춘추를 해서 다 손으로 가르도 소소 마시 권에 간대도 시와 한번 간대요 가진 되는 쉬는 다른 로도 간된 로도 다 쓰는 손으로 때를 뜨지 다쳐 근데 또 하나 이라고 그랬어
So let's all think about the motivation or the attitude behind our daily effort. And so people do all kinds of things. They train for different jobs. They do the different jobs. And then they do different jobs in order to earn a living and then make some money. And the money they earn, the living they earn, will only, how long does it last? It will last, hopefully, as long as this life comes in, until this life comes to an end. And after that, what can do with the money they have earned, and so on? There's nothing they can do with the money and so on. And on the other hand, think about what we seek, what we have been seeking all this time. We have been seeking lasting happiness and peace of mind. And to this end, think about what will be like before we came to this world. What would happen to us after we are gone from this world? And have we got all the necessary provision for happiness in the future. So it's important to think more of the long-term prospects.
때문에 단단히 시와 심한다고 생기 되듯이 만나면서 로존도 미인도 어느 편적 준토가 많대 먼저 세워 능력에서도 주대원에 대해서
It is also absolutely clear for everyone as long as they begin to think or become more reflective the success one has in education and the great name one achieves pain one achieves through one's profession and talents, and wealth one gathers in this life, will be of some benefit, or will be of benefit maybe for up to 60 years or 70 years. And after that, you know, then when this life ends, all the learning that you have done, all the name, all the wealth, everything is to be left behind, and all these things we have gathered in this lifetime will not make us happier in the life to come.
그 나연의 인도 따지면 당연히 진디가 다 너와 너와는 녀가 그는 내주 계신을 쳐 내가 쓰더니 이는 다 진디가니 내 내도 샤워 간에 있는 다 편도 메모다 스스로 이제베네스 드레시에스
At the moment it doesn't become apparent to us that all these material mundane things successes like educational skills, qualification, name and fame, wealth, do not really help us in the long term. And on the other hand, we think these are real sources of happiness. But when one is nearing this, the end of this lifetime, for example, one is suffering from cancer, for example, and then it's a time to review what one has done in life, and at that point, if you become a parent, all the hard work for material successes will not be of any benefit at and beyond, at death and beyond death of this life.
탄티가서는 이제 와이징하면서 친디기 떡이 당선도 쉬고 갈래자는게 미야고 얘기해 주고 얘기하고 얘기해도 하고 뒤가서는 등아 채워야 되는 것도 쉽게 쳐주고 그래서
So it will be a time of regret that one hasn't done better in terms of lasting happiness. Particularly people of high status in society, high qualification, wealth, they will suffer more psychological distress.
그래서
what I'm trying to say is people who are attached to their successes, education, wealth, fame, recognition, will suffer more painfully at death. And we can see this from how celestial beings, how God and goddesses in the mundane existence, while they live, they live absolutely fantastic, pleasurable life. But just when they're about to die, they begin to experience what is called the omens of death. The omens of death, when the omens of death befall, then it becomes apparent that they are about to lose such a fantastic realm of existence where nothing is known but pleasure and joy. And knowing that they are going to lose that and fall down into more miserable realms causes them such an extreme and agonizing psychological distress that if you compare the pain, the magnitude of psychological distress such a celestial being experiences at the time of death to the physical, agonizing, excruciating suffering of a hell being, the severity, the degree of pain of the first of the celestial being is said to be much greater. So from that we can deduce the more success somebody is in this life materially, to which they have a greater attachment, would also have a corresponding degree of suffering.
지상단이 친디그지 역할을 하신다. 친디그다 먼저는 샤마셔야 되겠다. 친 시와 신만도 신만 파주죠. 근데 친디그단이 이해도 많이 편도면 먼저 세워 하고 되어서.
So it is apparent that one cannot count on material successes.
다행이다니 다 먼저는 70만 10만으로 이거 안에 펜타지다. 근데 먼저 세지 내가 좀 다시 또 됐다는 것은 이제 jitén cíndíwa ngáyá mañiñba áni chíga áni gacá xéyá tán, tá má tí rúdín á chá yá rás.
Since nothing material acquired in this lifetime is of no benefit, no use at death and beyond death, and one can carry these to the future life, then it is simply logical to think what else is of benefit, what else can bring simply dawa, means lasting peace of mind. And as one explores the avenues for future life, happiness and the mental well-being, one has no option but to explore spiritual possibilities. Talking about spiritual avenues for mental happiness, or rather just say happiness, there are many spiritual traditions or religious traditions, and here we have gathered to talk about Buddhist spiritual traditions. And before one, you know, embraces Buddhist spiritual tradition, it would be good thing to explore other possibilities and then make a decision. When one has decided that Buddhism is one that you like, then there is so much in Buddhism. Basically, if you you can then explore Buddhist teachings on the Four Truths, Buddhist teachings on the three main paths: renunciation, right view, and bodhicitta. Or you can simply examine what Buddha has said, what Buddha has required his followers to do. He has required his followers to analyze everything critically and not accept even Buddha's own words as gospel and literally, and that they should examine everything using three forms of a logical reasoning, as much as you know, a goldsmith when about to buy a yellow metal to see whether it's a gold or not, puts the yellow metal through different tests, and only when the yellow metal is confirmed to be real gold by one of the tests, the goldsmith buys it. In the same way, he has required Buddhists always to be critical, not in a cynical way, but to critique everything on the basis of reasoning. That alone is quite satisfying.
Buddha
made this statement about the need to critique everything, including Buddha's own words, using the analogy of the test conducted by a goldsmith 2,550 odd years ago. And he made this bold statement at a time when he had six, when he was being competed by six prominent teachers of non-Buddhist traditions, as well as there were many other religious traditions in ancient India. And he gave total freedom to people to choose what they like on the basis of reason reason and positive criticism. So I believe it's only Shakyamuni Buddha who had this conviction and the confidence to make such a bold statement, whereas other traditions in that era would have required people to trust them, to believe them, and to have faith, whereas Buddha went Buddha went against the current, prevailing current, and said that people must examine things and not accept Buddha's own word literally, and accept them, accept his teachings or his words, only if they are satisfied based on the reasoning. So as I've said before, as Buddha says, you can examine, and there is a huge body of a Buddhist teaching to examine, and then sift through what is logical, what is not acceptable logically, and take on board. And of these entire bodies of teaching, three topics stand out, and they are the three principles of the path. The three principles of the path are the topics covered by Lamrim, or the stages of the path. So, going through Lamrim, there are four main sections, and we are dealing with a section, the second section, which is how to guide spiritual disciples on the path through actual teaching or instruction. And this has described under two further sections, which is how to develop a right relationship with the spiritual teacher or the guru, the foundation of the path. Secondly, how to train in the topics, in the Lamrim topics, after cultivating that right relationship. Now, Of these two, we started talking about the first one, how to develop or cultivate a right relationship. This has three parts. One, what to do in the actual meditation session, and what to do at the end, or what to do in post actual session. Nos.
당연히 먼저 나왔습니다. 어떤 걸 지도하시면 좋겠어. 다 세는 맞는 또 네 주셔서 용답에 따라서 제가 세워라 소심히 봐. 네 소심 가서 검자니 미나쇼마다. 아니 초시에는 실라도 초시는 초서고 이 초바를 때니 다 소심히 지금에 또 보시게 되어있다. 엘라마테 초시에 초도 좋아요. 대신에 댄스 아니 동보서 말했어.
So Lama Tenzu, how to cultivate, develop right relationship with the spiritual mentor is mentioned first because there are two ways of developing insight into the three principles of the path, renunciation, bodhicitta, and the right view. To develop insight into these three, you can do two things. You can means you can go through the steps that you can go through meditation steps on the topics of the three principles of the path, you can gather merits in relation to field of merit. Field of merit here refers to, you know, an enlightened person. So it's of many fields of merit, which means of many sources you can gather merit from. Guru is said to be a very powerful source of a merit. Therefore, it is mentioned at the beginning of Lamrim teachings.
단이 많이 좋으시니까 단이 신이든 마감에 응하러도 같이 오면서 다 좋았으면 되는데 그런 인생만을 주요 그래서 다 주요 때문에 내가 시도 시도 소주도 직장 좀 하세요 되는 단이 시도 시도 가정도 살면서
So Lamrim practice really involves concerted meditation on the actual topic at hand, and then rely heavily on the field of merit to develop the right realization into the topic. Now, before you meditate on the guru disciple relationship, you need to have the prerequisites for effective meditation. And there are six prerequisites. The first one was how to tidy up the place of meditation and set up the altar, and I talked about the first part.
그래서 등교시원이다 소소원의 감자도 쓰는데 오늘 남면 좀 가서 대좀만 하고 있지. 오늘 뒤에 다 소소지 소소비 땡 그수 뒤에도 또 땡배가 볼 것이다. 오늘 제일 먼저 그지네 쉬나 대저 종양을 맡아봐 소소견이 대화도 이제 하고 얘네 시사지원이 끊이는 반찬에 다리치고 그래서.
So I talked about the importance of tidying up the place of Guru Yoga, the Guru Yoga meditation. So having tidied up your place and having made it really aesthetically beautiful and appealing, then you need to have an image of the Buddha, regardless of material quality. An image of Lama Tsongkhapa, again regardless of the material quality, you need it's good to have two of these two images.
그래서
So, of course, You don't need to set up these images on the altar on a regular basis, on a daily basis. The important thing is to acquire images in the beginning and then have them on the altar, and then you know, do daily practice in relation to the images. Observe them, be filled with a sense of reverence, knowing the profound qualities that these have.
나는 계속 듣지 이해해 배에 침몰하는 소소하는 소 컨트롤이 된다는 수지의 꾸준히 제거하는 마음만 수지의 그 시원한 도움이라네 내사고야 그래서 인터넷 통해서 그래서
It's said to be extremely beneficial and helpful to to have a good look at the images you have on the altar day and day and day after. So much so that Sutra says, if you need somebody happens to have a glimpse of the image of the Buddha at the height of the anger about some anger with regard to someone or about something, if you need somebody sees fleetingly an image of the Buddha, the merit that person gathers from such a short sight, seeing of the Buddha, is that they will be able to, or they will see tens of thousands of, or if not tens of millions of Buddhas in the future.
他就是今年把的，那计划项目是，他那所说的根据培养和计划的啦，就各种年把的，那正年把的这地方嘛，一般的这些都嘛，他毕竟起码，毕竟起早呢，所说嘛来了哟，那这也不是屁股嘛，这是。So
that's the first preliminary. The second preliminary is set up offerings on the offerings to the images of the Buddha or Lama Tsongkhapa in a beautiful way. Material of offering acquired through honest means. Even if you have nothing more than one flower or one incense stick to offer, but the material must be acquired through honest effort.
당연히 지역에 수도원 마을에 늘려간 지역 같은 안에 시조가 일단 미세션이 주문해서 다시 지난해 여유치 선발 이 논농 기치도 내지 편에 기세 좋아진 분이 샴루를 통한 세매 영이 있습니다. 샤워하세요. 다시 여유치 선발을 해서.
So I'll talk about offering. Okay, later when we talk about seven. Okay, seven practice, from prostration to dedication, further into the talk. Now let me move on to talk about the third preliminary. The third preliminary is to observe seven meditation posture of a Vairochana Buddha, and to do refuge and for immeasurable practices in a most fervent manner.
당연히 가운데 내가 느낀 듯한데 가는 거였으나 아니 느낀 듯한데 아니 지지 돈을 소유하는 네 민한테 봐봐 아 지지 그냥 잡아 손질 로봇을 잡아 아니 나니 녀석
So, the third preliminary is how to maintain right body posture in doing meditation. And the first one is when you sit up, your eyes must fall on the tip of your nose. and the tongue, the tip of the tongue, should touch the palate of the palate softly, and then the lips and the teeth must be maintained in a natural position. The hands must be in meditation. The legs must be cross the Vajra position or lotus position, and the backbone, which is vital, the backbone, so one's spine should be vertically straight. And on top of that, if you count breathing, then it could be 8 things, not 7. So this maintaining these 7 postures is crucial to a person wanting to practice Tantra. Here, if you can maintain these, it is icing on cake. If you can't, that's not terribly bad.
당기지 좀 담을 시간도 써야 되는데 다시 한도 써야 되는 또 샤이 쌓다고 그래서 다시 샤이 쌓다에 대 소식 문성 태다는 때에는 또 전화야 오늘 개발사시 뭐 전화 심화시라고 그래서 다 소식 문성 태태가 추천 보지 선을 당한 거예요 생기지 문제지 때 추천 보지
So what is important in the third preliminary is a refuge. And to do refuge, you need to visualize, you know, a throne, a massive throne, raised by 8 lines in 4 directions and sub-directions. so not too high, not too low, at the height of your forehead.
Mm-hmm. 니띠나 미중국은 추추니 때때 추진하네 쇼지라냥 추추추 이제서는 봐
기대 지직럴
응 기대 추추추 지제 네 지지 쇼지는 추추추 지 이제로
말해라
좀나
So on top of this big throne raised by lines you visualize five small thrones, one in the middle of the one in the middle of the big throne, and 4 around the central throne.
저는 중국 최첨부 뒤에는 이면 담보니 마시자도 와 건도세고 네 쇼이 산에 담보니 뭐지 뒤샤를 해보는지 입에 들기에 그럼 뭐지 나한테는지 아니 선호 당도래서
So atop the central throne, you visualize Shakyamuni Buddha, golden in color, one face, two hands, the right hand, you know, touching the ground, pressing the earth, the left hand in meditation in the lap, holding an alms bowl filled with the nectar. Then, at the heart level of Shakyamuni Buddha, then you visualize Tantric Buddha, Vajradhara, it's called Tantric Buddha Vajradhara, at whose heart is blue letter HUM. And why do we need to do this? Because this practice is Tantra-related practice. On the throne, to the right of the Buddha, visualize Maitreya. Maitreya.
过了是当地彻底的，你一个选美文他过了。 이제 바바 도메도 나가는데 바바 조대다 이제 자시시디요 아마 간대에나 밑에 있고 좀 나오는데
So Maitreya Buddha, okay, Maitreya Buddha then needs to be visualized as being surrounded by the lineage gurus of extensive path, Gachin Chögyu, the lineage gurus of extensive path, the gurus like Asanga, Vasubandhu, Phagwajaldi, and subsequent masters.
텐텐비로 요거슈 되나니 추티에 칸다니 지금 연배요 뒤에 타고 동공물들이 또 근데 바데 나와 줘 봐라 수배 아니 사모타지 되나 막 고아
On the throne to the left of Buddha, you need to visualize a Manjushri surrounded by the lineage gurus of the profound path. The gurus like Nagarjuna, Chandrakirti, and so on.
아티 자루나 야 두진청라 늑대로 떼로도 나라라서 얘는 나는 셔라 집에 나네 나만 있고 와서 좀 더 시스템 비꾸자
At that, on the throne, behind the Buddha's throne, on the throne, or behind Buddha's throne, visualize Yava Dodichang, Vajradhara, the Tantric Buddha, surrounded by the lineage gurus of blessed path, Nyamlin Jilabhugyu. Okay, blessed practice or the blessed path. Gurus like Delopa, Naropa, and so on.
That's in the Timber and Joint Devon Chitty Canada, Susubi. Laron Dick Tembi, that's a Lama Susu in the center. Can you come in terms of Pancho in Lama?
On the throne, in front of the Buddha, we need to visualize the Guru who has taught you this practice, Lamrim. And if you have been taught Lamrim by several Gurus, and here you could visualize the Guru who has made greatest impact on the mind, on your mind.
근데 당연히 현재 그 남아데 저의 진짜도 이비네 두두콘이 본반노리 네 엄마 스타다 그래서
so this guru must be visualized as a life as a living guru and all the features of the guru as you have seen as you have seen in life Okay, one face, of course, and two hands, and the right hand, chakya chute means right hand in the mudra or the gesture of teaching, whereby the thumb and index finger meet, and the remaining three fingers standing upright at the heart level of the guru, and the left hand of the guru in meditation in the lap. Okay, the left hand in the lap in meditation, I should say, holding a vase or vase filled with the nectar.
Now,
the Shakyamuni Buddha, who you visualize sitting on the central throne, must not be seen separate from the Guru who sits on the throne in front of Shakyamuni Buddha. In other words, the Guru that you have visualized sitting on the throne in front of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and Shakyamuni Buddha must not be seen as being separate. In other words, the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, is only in form Shakyamuni Buddha, but in reality, we need to think to ourselves, it is one's own guru appearing to one. So these are called, these five figures seated on respective thrones or seats or pedestals. These are called Lama Deva, five gurus. In front of the Guru, on the throne, before Shakyamuni Buddha's throne, then you visualize all other teachers, spiritual teachers, who have helped you in spiritual growth, right from the guru, the teacher who taught you the alphabet, up to teaching profound things. So all these, okay, all these five gurus are on the throne. Then in front, right in the, right in front of these five gurus, then you can visualize tantric deities of a highest yoga tantra, like Goya Samaja Tantra, and so on. Then, in front of highest yoga tantra, you can have the deities of yoga tantra, in whose front there are deities of performance tantra, and in front of them there are tantric deities of action tantra. Then these tantric deities, four classes of tantric deities, must be surrounded by, in front of them are Buddhas. For example, the 35 Buddhas of a confession practice, and seven or eight medicine Buddhas, all in Chogyu Dugu, means the supreme Nirmanakaya form. And then in front of Buddhas, then these five gurus must be visualized as being surrounded by bodhisattvas, such as Maitreya,
Samudra,
Bhatra, and so on. Then there is the circle of Shatvaka and the Pratyeka Buddhas. And then before them there are Pau and the Kandru,
those Dhaka and Dakinis.
Dhaka and Dakinis, in front of Dhakas and Dakinis, those are spiritual heroes and heroines, tantric, then you can visualize transcendental Dharma protectors, like six-armed Mahakala and Kalarupa, and so on.
Tātani yīnsa, tātani yīnsa āyī tāndi yī sātāni yīn, jītēn yīn, jītēn bēgu tā jabā nā tīndi yī, asumāni yīn, chū kāngu sātā yā mā rīsī, tānda tī yīn, chū chēmbu tī kāngu sātā yā chāsūn, chū chēmbī kāngu yā wā chī, nā mā dēngā kāngu yū sā, chū kāngu mē wā, nā tāndi yī sā mā tāndi yī sā.
So now, what about mundane Dharma protectors? Mundane Dharma protectors are not offered seat on top of that massive throne raised by the eight lions. So now, what is on top of that massive throne raised by the eight lions? First of all, you have five thrones. Then you also have on this massive throne a circle of objects of refuge, ranging from ranging from the deities of highest yoga tantra to the transcendental Dharma protectors. All these are on top of the massive throne, but not on the five seats of the gurus, of five seats of the five gurus.
On that's why it is so that the so so we shall shall some go to the ni ko ni go to the ka sa sha yi la ni de bi ta wa da ni ni ji ba ni sha ti ta wa da ni so so ko wa da ni so de na ni ji do ni ta na de te jin yu san de ni ni se je tong je na ni de bi ni ji ma ten de ji so na ya bu ji ta na de ni sha ni che wa
So it's a it is in this way you rather we visualize the objects of refuge, and all these are objects of refuge before you sit it on the lion throne. And now we need to turn to them. We need to turn to these objects of refuge driven by two reasons, driven by two forces. And the first is strong attraction you develop towards these objects of refuge because of your reverence, because of your faith, but the conviction, because of the conviction that these objects of refuge before you, this cluster of objects of refuge before you, have the power to help one out of suffering. Secondly, you turn to them because of utter realization of in the dreadful prospects of a mundane existence, or it's called fear for the suffering. So then, having driven by the two forces for refuge, then you can do the you can recite a refuge. A refuge prayer. For example, in Tibetan we say Lama Lai Kepti Cho, or in Sanskrit Namo Guru Be, or I'll go for refuge in the Guru. So you recite this particular line of the refuge 100 times, and when you recite the first 50 times, then you receive, imagine you receive large rays from the five gurus seated on the throne. You receive light rays and nectar. The light rays and nectar you receive help you flush out all obstructive conditions present in your body and mind, and all detrimental forces are removed. And when you receive, when you recite the next 50 times, then imagine that again light rays and nectar now bring to you the blessings of the five gurus, so that the blessings and the nectar that you receive from them increase your longevity, your merit, your wisdom, and so on. So you do this in this way.
So
then you say, Sangye Lakhyab Dzogchen, I take refuge in the Buddha. When you say I take refuge in the Buddha, then you feel or you imagine that light rays and the nectar come from from meditational deities up to the meditational deities of four classes of tantra, up to the 35 Buddhas and 8 medicine Buddhas. And again, you recite this 900 times and do similar visualizations, first 50 and the second 50.
那几个人就那些事情是呢，他呢，下一天到推举个呢，多把天做呢，嗯，背下个弄把下掉，就说是原来下一天到很多的夜班呢，你还得自己讲班呢，你没得学讲话，弄这些不准做班用的，你把钱回来。So,
when you say I take refuge in Dharma, what you need to do is you need to imagine or feel that the spiritual realizations of these objects of refuge before you are now manifested in scriptures, in scriptures form that are piled up before each of these objects of refuge. And it's from these scriptures embodying real Dharma, light rays again, I receive from when you recite the line 100 times, to purify you of negativity, obstructions, and to receive the positive things. So when you recite the last line, I take refuge in Sangha, then you visualize light rays and so on coming from Bodhisattvas down to transcendental protectors, Dharma protectors.
那么可惜的当然就得，三个当也是，同步呢，看你嘛呢，那么个了不是需要的话，那得三个当就是，那。So
now I'd like you to do this visualization briefly for some time and verbally recite Namakurube.
Namakurube,
Namakurube, Namakurube, Namakurube.
Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya,
Namo Sanghaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya. Adana Shandu Dhyani Namo Guru Dhyani Namo Guru Dhyani Namo Guru Dhyani Chi Chi Dhyani Namo Guru Dhyani Namo Guru Dhyani Mipa Cha Deva Dhyani Namo Guru Dhyani Namo Guru Dhyani Siddhan Shikma Chi Sasa Nyani Namo Guru Dhyani Chi Chi Sasa Mipa Tete Ki Cha Deva Dhyani Chi Yama Dhyani
Of course, you can recite a refuge or text. No, run through them in the way like Namo Gurave, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya. Or you can say this way 100 times, or you could recite Namo Gurave individually and say the lines individually and do the visualization. The second version is easier for visualization practice. I'm sorry I've taken so much of your time, and the time is up now, and I'd like to just remind you that Monday night teachings and Thursday night teachings. On Mondays we teach Drupta. Drupta means Buddhist philosophical tenets. And on Thursday nights we teach mind and awareness and mind training, two things alternately. So I ask you if you can come to those classes. The topics that these classes cover are crucial to understanding the nuts and bolts of a Buddhist thoughts and how we successively, incrementally develop the right view. So I just ask you, if you can make, do come to those classes. These are quite beneficial in the long term. As well as that, this morning I described to you in some detail, not in absolute detail of every feature of the deities, but how they are to be visualized. And please do practice this on a regular basis, so that when the crunch time comes for you, and it will come sooner or later, you can easily visualize them and then draw so much inner strength and not panic. So for that, I urge you to take this practice of refuge seriously and do it on a regular basis if you can. Thank you very much.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering, body and mind, obtain a vision of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. Those are the preparations of the Lord.